Hey Reachers, Chris Appleton here with the Reach Podcast, and just decided to jump on and had some things to say, so I think it's going to be a good night here. It's Friday night. I am here in my room by myself here, and wifey is at a prayer meeting at the church. They had a women's prayer meeting tonight, and of course the youth is going on, a live youth is jumping off on a Friday night over there as well. So I decided to jump on and share some stuff here. I skipped last week. I had some stuff that I could have shared on, but I decided just to give. I'm actually working on some video tools and things like that to be able to do some video podcasting, and I'm pretty excited about that. That should be an interesting thing, to be able to do some video interviews and once or twice a month do a video podcast with, you know, green screen work and different things, make it kind of fun, interactive, and do it live, so if I mess up, everybody can see it and laugh and have a good time with it. And if it's real professional, then you can laugh at me on being too professional. Either way, we'll have a good time with it. And, you know, it's actually been a rough week for me. I'm tired and gone through some stuff this week, but I am thankful for the trials and knowing that God's not going to put you through more than you can handle. And you just keep your heart and your mind fixed on Him, and He will do the rest. So I'm excited to share. We have a few things we're going to do. We're going to do a devotional. And then I have an article on church leader. It's from Church Leaders, which is a sort of a blog for leadership. It's awesome. And we're going to talk about the 10 disciplines of a godly man, but it can be the 10 disciplines for anyone, but this is specifically talking to men. But, you know, the article specifically talking to men, but these are good qualities for women to have as well. But we'll get right into it. Anyone who hears it will be able to enjoy it. And then we are going to preview some music, and that'll be good, and just have a good time with it and see what the Lord does. We are going to start with, of course, the devotional, so we'll get right into that, and then we will go from there. So let's see what happens. Thanks for joining the Reach Podcast. All right, so we are going to get right into the devotional this week, and we're going to continue with the fruit of the Spirit, and this is awesome devotional. You can find it on the YouVersion Bible app. I recommend this Bible app. Get into it. It gives you daily notifications and scriptures, and you can make some nice scripture verses and put them out on Instagram, Facebook, encourage others to read the Word of God. Even if it's a scripture a day, you're in the Word. There's no excuse to at least read one scripture a day. I mean, they give you the ability to put notes in there. I have notes from years ago stored in the Bible app. Matter of fact, today I just put some notes from a message I preached a few years ago out on Facebook. And, you know, it's just right there on the Bible app. And so you just want to continue to read along. The devotional is the fruit of the Spirit. And if you remember last time we did the 9-part fruit, and this is just going to be the next part of that. The title of this devotional is The Fruit and the Gifts. The Fruit and the Gifts. If the light that is on you is brighter than the light that is in you, the light that is on you will destroy you. Christine Kane wrote that. Let me read that again. If the light that is on you is brighter than the light that is in you, the light that is on you will destroy you. The 9-part fruit listed in Galatians 5 shouldn't be confused with spiritual gifts. The spiritual gifts that are mentioned in the Bible, gifts such as leadership, wisdom, pastoring, encouragement, knowledge, prophecy, all those gifts are given by the Spirit of God for the purpose of building up believers. The fruit, however, is produced by the Spirit and is developed and displayed in us when we yield ourselves to God's Spirit. If we want to know how we're growing as Christ followers, we shouldn't focus on how gifted we are, how well we use our gifts. No, it's the evidence of the fruit of the Spirit in our lives that shows us our spiritual maturity. Not that our gifts aren't valuable or vital. They are. It's just that we can operate in our gifts while we are gratifying our flesh because they're beyond us. Exhibiting the fruit of the Spirit is a manifestation of a transformed life by the power of God. It isn't uncommon to see men and women operate in their spiritual gifts, but then immediately act in a sinful way. Why? Because God will use whomever he wants, whenever he wants, and however he wants. Maybe you've seen someone preach the most powerful sermon at a church or conference only to see them spew hatred to others at a later time. Or perhaps a person may give generously of their time to impact those less fortunate, but then turn around and be incredibly impatient and rude with their own children. The converse is also true. The converse is also true. There are people all over the world who are continually exhibiting the fruit of the Spirit in their daily lives. They may be serving behind the scenes, visiting someone in the hospital, or offering their time by just being with a friend in need. Their contribution to building up believers may not be flashy, but their character is deep because they've chosen to deny their flesh and walk in the fruit of the Spirit. The gifts receive far more attention and accolades than the quiet, almost hidden fruit of the Spirit. Yet, it really doesn't take tremendous effort to operate in our gifts. The fruit, on the other hand, involves the difficult task of dying to self every day. The fruit may not be shouting for attention, but rest assured, we always know when the fruit is present in our lives and when it's not. Reflect on this. Do you feel that it's easier for you to live out your spiritual gifts or walk in the fruit of the Spirit? Galatians chapter 5. Verses 22 and 23, but the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things. Ephesians chapter 4. Verse 11, now these are the gifts Christ gave to the church: the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers. Their responsibility is to equip God's people to do his work and build up the church, the body of Christ. This will continue until we all come to such unity in our faith and knowledge of God's Son that we will be mature in the Lord, measuring up to the full and complete standard of Christ. That's out of the New Living Translation. I would also like to read that. Out of the King James Version. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Awesome. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10. God has given each of you a gift from his great variety of spiritual gifts. Use them well to serve one another. Man, that's a powerful verse. God has given each of you a gift from his great variety of spiritual gifts. Use them well to serve one another. That is week two of the Fruit of the Spirit devotional. And I hope that the Lord ministered to you today and challenged you to not just exercise the spiritual giftings, but to walk in the fruit of the Spirit. In the fruit of the Spirit. The priests in the Old Testament would go into the Holy of Holies. They had bells that were woven into the end of their garments so they could hear. If they had sin, the bells would stop and they would tie a rope around their ankle and pull them out of the Holy of Holies if they went into the Holy of Holies with sin. But also woven in were pomegranates. And the pomegranates were a representation of the fruit of the Spirit. The bells were representing the gifts of the Spirit. And a lot of us have bells that are ringing, but there's no fruit. The fruit has to be woven into the texture of our garments of praise. Not only the bells, not only the gifts, but the fruit of God's Spirit has to be woven into the texture of our spiritual life. So when we enter into that holy place with God, there's fruit, there's substance to what we're doing. God bless you. So it's time for our Moments with Alexa portion of the podcast. And, it's my personal assistant here. Alexa does all kinds of cool things, but...
According to another Amazon customer... Is it all kind or all kinds? Kind is a countable noun.
Oh, now she's correct in the way I talk.
Many, you use kinds, not kind. It will give you an opportunity to meet all kinds of people. After kinds of, you can use either the plural or singular form of a noun. Did that answer your question?
Well, I didn't ask a question. I was just talking, but that's fine. Whatever.
Thanks for your feedback.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Alexa. What's the deal?
Here are your top Amazon deals.
Alexa, no, stop. I don't want to know what
she's... Would you like to add it to your cart?
Alexa, no.
I also found Brilliant Evolution Wireless LED Pup Light 3-Pack.
What?
It's $14.99 on Amazon.
Alexa,
$4.99.
Stop trying to get me to shop. Can you believe this? That's a hardcore sale right there. You're in your room Friday night. And they're trying to get in your pocket. I see your game, Alexa. Tell me a joke. Alexa, tell me a joke.
Did you hear about the family that went on safari? They saw a giraffe and a meerkat, and that's the long and the short of it.
Oh my goodness. Alexa, do you have any better jokes than that?
Sorry, I don't know that.
Alexa, tell me a funny joke.
Why didn't the penguin trust his flight instructor? He was kind of a dodo.
Oh, wow. I think we've had enough of you. Okay, Alexa, give me an interesting fact.
The The transparent maple leaf section on Canadian banknotes is a diffraction grating. If you shine a laser through it, or look through it at a bright, point light, you'll see the note's value.
I have no idea what that was. Okay. Well, we're going to move on from this. Alexa, you've been no help at all. Just so you know. Absolutely no help. Alexa, play 21 by Toby Mac.
21 Years by Toby Mac from Spotify.
Woke up cause the light poured in. Day two, let the flood begin. Day one, left me in my bed. I can barely remember it. Heart shattered in a thousand ways. They tell me pain gonna come in waves. They tell me I'm gonna be okay. I'm still waiting for the first to break. Why would you give and then take him away? Suddenly in, could you not let it fade? What I would give for a couple of days. A couple of days. Is it just across the Jordan? Or a city in the stars? Are you singing with the angels? Are you happy where you are? Well, until this show is over and you run into my arms. God has you in heaven, but I have you in my heart. I have you in my heart. Just can't make sense of this. Everything is so dissonant. Somebody said he was meant for this, but I'm just straight missing him. I wanna wake up to your life for two. Catch you when you steal my shoes. Say good morning, afternoon. Talk you through those Alex blues. Listen to your latest beats. Talk about what the lyrics mean. Venmo you another loan. See you do your second show. You say you turn, you would turn it around. Thought that you had time to straighten it out. Told me that you were my prodigal son. But this isn't home. Is it just across the Jordan? Or a city in the stars? Are you singing with the angels? Are you happy where you are? Well, until this show is over and you run into my arms. God has you in heaven, but I have you in my heart.
I'm sure by now you know the story. Toby Mac's son, they found out it was an accidental overdose on two different drugs, and just very sad story, but this song is just so powerful, the way he says it, you know, Lord, you have him in heaven, but I have him in my heart, and, you know, just can't imagine, you know, what he's going through. And for him to just put this out here in a song like this is very powerful, and just keep him and his family in prayer, knowing that, you know, he's still, I mean, this guy just, he's still going strong. He's going to be doing the forum coming up, you know, LA Forum, Inglewood, California. And he, you know, he's still just pushing forward. He has his son in his heart, 21 years. His son was a Christian rapper, True. And just heartbreaking story. But just wanted to share this song and just support Toby Mac. Pray for him. Support what he's doing. The guy's been doing it for decades, man. And the Lord knows what he's doing. And he's holding his son in his heart. So keep Toby Mac in your prayers. Beautiful song. And just wanted to share that music. If you haven't heard that song yet, hear the whole song. Buy the album. Support Toby Mac and what he's doing. And keep him and his family in your prayers. All right, Reachers, now for the meat and potatoes of this week's episode. I'm going to get into our, this is an article on churchleaders.com. And this is basically a blog site for church leaders. They put different articles and different authors and different things geared toward church leaders. Awesome site, awesome blog. There's all kinds of articles, cool stuff. Check it out. This one is written by Jared Wilson, is his name. And the title is 10 Disciplines of a Godly Man. 10 Disciplines of a Godly Man. It goes on, it says, Matt Chandler once said, we've got a lot of boys with beards these days. And I believe these words speak powerful truth. Our world is constantly throwing out ideas of what it means to really be a man. The reality is that everyone has their own opinion, but as a Christian, the only blueprint men should mimic their life after is that of the Bible. To know what a true man is, we need to look no further than the life of Jesus Christ himself. Makes sense, doesn't it? As the Son of God, Jesus is the epitome of manhood, manliness, and what we should strive for in an attempt at being a reflection of true maturity in Christ. Jesus was completely full of the Holy Spirit. Not to mention, he lived in complete dependence and obedience to the will of God. It's a beautiful testimony, easier said than done, but the strive for this lifestyle is one that will set apart men from boys. Christ fully displayed the fruit of the Spirit, Galatians 5, 22 through 23, and he did it with a righteous swagger. A true man of God will show evidence of these works. Here are 10 other disciplines of a godly man. Number one, the number one discipline of a godly man is humility. Don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourselves. Don't look out only for your own interests, but take an interest in others too. You must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. That's Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 through 5. Humility. Number two is purity. We prove ourselves by our purity. Wow. Our understanding, our patience, our kindness, by the Holy Spirit within us, and by our sincere love. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 6. I want to read that scripture again. You prove yourself by your purity, understanding, patience, kindness, by the Holy Spirit within us, and by our sincere love. Number three is kindness. Never let loyalty and kindness leave you. Wow. Tie them around your neck as a reminder. Write them deep within your heart. Proverbs 3, verse 3. Never let loyalty and kindness leave you. Number four is patience. But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness. Galatians 5:22. Number five is forgiveness. Make allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Colossians 3:13. So these are disciplines of a godly man. Humility, purity, kindness, patience, forgiveness. There's five right there. takes discipline to be humble, to be pure, to be kind. Takes discipline to be kind. That's a thought. To be patient, to be forgiving. Takes discipline. You have to discipline yourself to forgive. There's five more. Number six, understanding. Tune your ears to wisdom and concentrate on understanding. Wow. A discipline of understanding. It says to concentrate, focus in on being an understanding person. Wow. Number seven, integrity. People with integrity walk safely, but those who follow crooked paths will be exposed. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 9. People with integrity walk safely. You don't have to worry about watching your back because you're not out ripping people off and doing all this stuff, but you're walking in integrity and you're walking under the covering of God with safety. It says, but those who follow crooked paths will be exposed. The discipline of integrity. Number eight, faithfulness. By faith, we understand that the universe was created by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things that are visible. Hebrews 11:2. The discipline of faithfulness, being faithful to God, being faithful to the call of God, being faithful to the house of God. It's a discipline. Number nine, sacrifice. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for his friends. John 15:13, the discipline of sacrifice. And finally, number 10 is love. So we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. 1 John 14, verse 16. The discipline of love. So you have 10 disciplines here. You have the discipline of humility, the discipline of purity, the discipline of kindness, the discipline of patience, the discipline of forgiveness. You have the discipline of understanding, the discipline of integrity, the discipline of faithfulness, the discipline of sacrifice, and the discipline of love. A true man like Jesus is obedient to the Father's will and is about his Father's business. About his Father's business. I just said his Father's business. I like that. Hebrews 10:9. This is such a powerful truth. That's what the scripture says. A true man like Jesus is obedient to the Father's will and is about his Father's business. This is such a powerful truth, and it's one that Christian men cannot look past. May all Christian men have these disciplines. Man up, Christian men. It's time to man up. And walk with these disciplines This article says, in the day of toxic masculinity and all of these people that are saying that men cannot be men anymore, that it's toxic for a man to be a man, how can it be toxic for a man to be understanding, to walk in integrity, to walk in faithfulness, sacrifice, love, humility, purity, kindness, patience, forgiveness? What's toxic about that? We say that we're men, but we have no patience. We don't know how to forgive. Like the article said, a big baby with a beard. True men know how to forgive, move forward, move past, shake the dust off, and follow Jesus. Maybe you're holding on to something today as you hear this podcast. Maybe you're learning patience and it's hard and it's difficult. Maybe you're learning forgiveness. Maybe you're trying to be an understanding person, but it's hard to focus on being understanding when you feel like everyone around you is an idiot. We have to be understanding and patient and kind. Anybody can say they're a man because they go out and fight and do all this other stuff, and they think that's what makes them a man, is they're tough or whatever it is. But a true man humbles himself. A true man forgives. A true man is patient and understanding and pure and kind and in control of their emotions. I wrote something down today. I said, don't make permanent decisions in a temporary emotional state. A lot of times we permanently change the trajectory of our life in a temporary emotional uproar. We wonder why we can't move forward and we can't be the men that God has called us to be. I hope this encourages you today. I really hope that, you know, we're able to hear this podcast. And of course, I'm sure there's different laughter and different moments that were funny and different things like that. But it all flowed that the Lord is speaking to us today about the fruit of the Spirit, which is love. Walking in love and being love. Because if we're walking in love, we're becoming love. And no matter what comes our way, we'll be able to stand. We'll be able to be the men that God has called us to be. So no matter what you're going through today, no matter what you've gone through this week, move forward and be encouraged. I love you guys. Thanks for choosing to listen to the podcast. I know there's other things you could be doing, but you chose to listen. And if you heard this all the way through, I love you, man. If you're hearing this right now, I mean you, whoever this is. Maybe you got your headphones on. Maybe you got this on a speaker somewhere. Maybe you're driving in your car and you're listening to this right now. It's you that I'm talking to when I say this. I love you, man. Thanks. Thank you for listening. Be encouraged.